This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so, you know, we asked you all to send in some resources that you found useful. And one that really caught our eye was this piece called 10 Essential WordPress Security Measures by Chris Bradley. And, I mean, you know, I think it's safe to say that most of us these days rely on WordPress in one way or another.
Yeah.
And the thought of getting hacked is, well, it's kind of terrifying.
It is. Yeah, it's definitely a concern.
So today we thought we'd take a deep dive into this article, pull out the most actionable advice, you know, the stuff that you can really use to make your WordPress site a lot more secure.
Yeah. And, you know, it's important to remember this isn't just some theoretical risk.
Right.
You know, as Chris Bradley points out right away in the article, WordPress sites are under attack all the time.
Yeah. They're so popular, there's got to be a target.
Exactly. Their popularity is part of what makes them such a big target for hackers. And when you think about what's at stake, you know, your data, your customer information, your intellectual property even, it's just really crucial to be proactive about security.
Okay, so 10 essential measures. That sounds like a lot.
It is.
But it also tells me that there's no magic bullet here.
Right. There's no one thing you can do that's going to make you completely secure.
It's got to be a combination of things.
Exactly. It's about building a layered defense, you know?
Like layers of clothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like layering up for winter, but for your website.
I like that.
So this article gives us a framework for building that kind of security system.
So where do we even begin with all this?
Well, a good place to start is actually with the first point in the article, which might surprise some people.
Okay.
Because it's not about WordPress directly. It's about securing the computers that we use to manage our websites.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's your first line of defense. If your computer is compromised, you know, if it's got a virus or malware on it, it's like giving a thief the master key to your entire operation.
Makes sense.
So the article emphasizes investing in good security software for your computers and for your business network. Things like antivirus, anti-malware protection.
Yeah.
Firewalls, real-time monitoring.
So this is like the foundation then?
Exactly. Okay. Got to secure your own environment first.
Okay. So it's like you were saying before, it's like making sure the foundation of your fortress is strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And then taking that analogy a step further, the second point in the article shifts our focus to where our website actually lives, our hosting company.
Right. That's the land your fortress is built on.
So what should we be looking for in a hosting company from a security standpoint?
A good hosting company is going to have some serious security measures in place at the server level.
Oh, okay.
So things like firewalls that are protecting their entire infrastructure, intrusion detection systems that are constantly looking for suspicious activity.
It's kind of like having guards patrolling the walls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's worth talking to your hosting provider about their security protocols.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they play a big role in the overall security of your website.
All right, so we've got a secure computer, a secure hosting company.
Right, the basics.
Now let's talk about the most obvious way that people try to break in.
Passwords.
Yeah, access.
Yeah.
Point number three in the article kicks off with the cornerstone of online security, you know?
Strong passwords.
Strong passwords, yeah.
It seems basic.
It does.
But strong passwords are still one of the most effective ways to keep people out.
I guess it makes sense. If they can't get the password, they can't get in.
Right, exactly. And the article gives really clear recommendations here.
Yeah, what is it?
Use a mix of upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and symbols.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And make it at least 8 to 10 characters long. Ideally more.
Okay.
Think of it like this.
Yeah.
A short, simple password. It's like using a flimsy little key for your house.
Easy to break.
Yeah, anybody could probably pick that lock.
But the problem is I can never remember all those complicated passwords.
I hear you, and that's where point number four comes in. Salt key encryption programs.
Okay, that sounds scary.
It's not as complicated as it sounds.
What is it?
It's basically a password manager.
Oh.
So it's like a digital vault for all your logins.
So it remembers them all for me.
Exactly. And it keeps them encrypted so that they're super secure.
Ah.
And a lot of password managers can even generate strong, unique passwords for you.
Oh, so I don't even have to think of them myself.
Exactly. You don't have to remember all those crazy combinations.
So that takes care of remembering passwords. Now, point number five in the article mentions SSLTLS certificates. I think I've heard of that.
Have you ever noticed that little padlock icon in your web browser?
Yeah. Yeah, I see that all the time.
That's the indicator that the website is using an SSLTLS certificate.
So is that like a good thing?
It's a very good thing. It means that your connection to the website is encrypted.
Oh,
so right. Any data that you're sending back and forth, like passwords or credit card information, yeah. It's all scrambled so that nobody can intercept it.
Oh, that's really important.
It is, and it also helps to build trust with your visitors.
So they know it's a safe site.
Right. They know that you take security seriously.
It's like having a private line for communication.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
Okay, now point number 6 in the article. This is another one that seems like it's becoming more and more common.
Yeah.
Two-factor authentication.
Two-factor authentication is awesome.
I've seen it.
It adds another layer of security on top of your password.
So even if somebody gets my password, they still can't get in.
Exactly. It usually involves getting a code sent to your phone.
Right.
Or maybe using a fingerprint or a facial scan.
Like an extra key?
Yeah. And it makes it way harder for hackers to get into your account.
So we've talked a lot about keeping people out.
Right. Access control.
Now, what about keeping the inside of our website secure?
So,
point number 7 in the article, this one seems really important.
It
talks about keeping your plugins up to date and getting rid of any old unsupported ones.
Plugins are great.
They are.
They add all kinds of functionality to your website, but they can also be a security risk.
Really?
Yeah, especially if they're not kept up to date.
How so?
Well, just like any software, plugins can have vulnerabilities, flaws in the code.
Right.
And developers release updates to fix those flaws.
Yeah.
So if you're running an outdated plugin, especially one that's no longer supported, you're basically leaving a big hole in your security.
So updating plugins is really important.
It's crucial. And if you're using a plugin that's no longer supported, the article makes a good point. There are probably better, newer, and more secure alternatives out there.
Okay, so update your plugins.
Yep.
Point number 8 talks about limiting login attempts.
This is a good one.
How does that help?
Well, you know how some hackers try to break into websites by just guessing passwords over and over?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That's called a brute force attack.
Oh, okay.
And they often use automated scripts to do it.
Oh.
So they can try thousands or even millions of passwords.
But if you limit the number of attempts they can make.
Yeah, exactly. You make it much harder for them to succeed.
Oh, that makes sense.
And there are plugins that can automatically lock out users after a certain number of failed logins.
Oh, that's great.
So the hacker scripts get locked out before they can even get close to guessing your password.
So limit those login attempts.
Exactly.
Point number 9. This is one that I hadn't really thought about in terms of security.
Okay. What is it?
Terminating inactive website accounts.
Ah, yeah, that's a good one.
Why is that important?
Well, even an inactive account can potentially be a security risk.
Really?
Especially if it has a weak password.
A hacker could get in.
Yeah, it could be a backdoor into your site.
Oh, wow.
So by getting rid of old accounts that are no longer being used, you're reducing the number of potential entry points for attackers.
Kind of like closing up any unused entrances.
Exactly. You're making your site more secure by just getting rid of the clutter.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Finally, point number 10. The last essential measure.
Okay, this is a big one.
Having a current website security plan in place.
Yes, this is crucial.
Okay, but what does that actually mean? Like, what should be in that plan?
It's basically a document that outlines all of your security procedures.
Okay.
Things like how often you update WordPress, how often you update your plugins, your password policies.
So like a roadmap for security.
Exactly. And it should also include what to do if something does go wrong.
Oh, okay.
You know, if your website gets hacked.
Yeah, you need a plan.
Right. You need to know how to respond quickly and effectively.
It's kind of like a fire escape plan, but for your website.
Exactly. You got to be prepared.
So we've covered all 10 of these essential WordPress security measures.
Yeah, from A to Z.
From securing our own computers to having a plan in place if something bad happens.
It's a lot to think about, but it's all important.
Yeah, it really does seem like taking these steps can make a huge difference in the security of any WordPress website.
Absolutely. And, you know, as Chris Bradley points out in the article,
but
by implementing these measures, you're not just protecting yourself.
Right.
You're also protecting your customers.
Yeah. Their data.
Exactly. Their data, their privacy. It's a win-win.
So for those of you listening, as you're thinking about your own WordPress website, which of these 10 areas seems like the one you might want to focus on first?
Yeah. What's your biggest priority right now?
Taking that first step is often the hardest, but it's so important.
And, you know, if you found this deep dive into these security measures helpful, maybe we can do another one sometime and delve into some of the specific tools and plugins that are mentioned.
Oh, yeah. We could talk about specific password managers.
Exactly. Or we could even talk about how to create a really solid security plan.
I think that would be really useful.
The world of website security is always changing.
Yeah.
So it's important to keep learning and stay up to date.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.